Here we go, guys. We're in the Rambam, the Laws of Bikurim, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, Chapter 6, Law 13. We're continuing to learn the laws of challah. So we said that you only have challah for dough that is needed and that you will be doing normal baking with it as opposed to having it sit out in the sun or boiling or things like that. So we're going to discuss a little bit of if you change your mind in the middle of the kneading, what happens to that? Yud Gimel. Isa, a dough. Shalosh atchilu. When you initially were kneading the dough, you did it lasos masa chama, to put it out in the sun, which would not be chayef to separate challah. But then v'hishlima, but then he finished the kneading. He changed his mind in mid-knead. Lasosa pas, to make bread. He decides he's going to make it bread, meaning to say to bake it, obviously. The opposite. Oshe hiskel ba levels pas. He started needing it to bake it, but vishlima lasos masachamet. He finished it to put it out in the sun. Vechein koli shaloshu lefoso pas. Or let's say you took those roasted kernels, and you were kneading it, and quite often you would just leave it without any baking. But then at the end of the day, he kneaded it, and to bake it with it, chayvim b'chala, you're chayvim b'chala in any of these cases, because if at any time of the kneading process, beginning or the end, you had in mind for the proper thing of baking, you are chayiv. Okay. Yudalid. Lechem ha'osri l'kutach. Bread that's made, that's being made, so to speak, as a kutach. And dip. We'll see what it's a dip. It's a mixture of a lot of things. It's like I think of the whey or the curds, whatever the part of the milk you skim off of the top, the fat, whatever, and crumbs of bread. And so ma'aseh, the shape in which you make it, mochichama, will prove what you intend to make out of it. You intend to make out of a full-fledged bread or more a kutach crumble. So asah ke'achin, if you make them like long breads, as it were, then chayavis b'chala. Then you're chayiv in chala, because you're showing that you're making it as a bread and not as a kutach. But if you do them asa kilimudim, you make them small pieces attached together, okay, and from that way it will appear that afterwards you're going to grind it up into smaller kutach pieces, but you're free from chala, because that shows you really, it's not really called bread. Kutach is more of a crumble and not a bread, and it's not so. Okay, now the fun begins. If you like math, Paul, you'll like this. Test Vav. Now we know the minimum amount of dough required that you are now chayiv to separate challah. The Rambam is going to give us a number of different ways to come to this number, which are none of the numbers we're going to use. And when we finish learning the Rambam, then I'll whip out this nice little sefer and give us practical laws for now. But the math is always exciting for those of you who love math. So let's work on this. There's going to be a number of ways it's going to come out to the same thing. What we're looking for in the beginning, just remember, it's an easy number to remember, we're looking for 311.04 cubic thumb widths, breadths, thumb breadths. Easy number to remember. 311.04 is what we're looking for, a thumb breadth. A thumb breadth. That's how much you'll be chayiv for in practical terms, of how much dough you have to have. All right, so let's go. Okay, melo omer. Really, it has to be an omer. The Torah says it's got to be an omer of kemach, of flour. Bein me'echad mechamish. I mean, it could be from any one of the five grains of flour, or bein mechamish tam kulam etzarim, or any of the five that are together flour that's mixed together, as opposed to dough, which we'll learn later on. In other words, you're taking flour. I could take wheat flour, I could take any five
dry flour
by itself, or I can mix any of the five flours, and as a flour, not as a dough. In other words, you're not going to be able to mix some different doughs together. But as flour, you'd have the flour. You can mix up any one of the five flours. Now you got this much flour. How much flour do you have to have? So anyway, lashir, they can all add for the shear. Now, v'kamahu shir ha'omer. How much flour do you need for the omer? Okay, remember, we're going to be measuring in terms of flour, not in terms of the dough, because dough is not a very good measurement because it could puff up or whatever. We're looking at the actual flour. All right, so we start like this. It should be, you want to have shtei kavim pachas chomesh. Two kavim less than one-fifth, which equals 1.8 kavim. So start getting your math calculations. One pin egg. Now, what is 1.8 kavim going to equal? It's going to end up equal 311.04 cubic thumb breadths. That's, but now he's going to show you how he arrives at that number. But keep in mind, you have to have 1.8 kavim. Well, how big is a kav? The hagav arba lugim. A kav is four lugim. Okay, so now if you got four lugim and you got 1.8 each kav, 1.8, so that's 7.2 lugim, correct?
Yeah.
Right? If you have to have 1.8 kav and a kav is four log,
yeah.
So four times 1.8 is 7.2. The halog and an og, a log is arba revis, is four revis put together. So continue that math out there.
28.8.
All right. V'raviz, and a raviz, is etzpa'ayim al etzpa'ayim berum etzpa'ayim v'chatzi etzpa v'chomesh etzpa. A raviz is cubically two thumbnails, okay, by two thumbnails by 2.7 thumbnails height. Two by two by two by seven. Now that itself is 10.8 cubic thumbnails, okay? Now, if you take those 10.8 cubic thumbnails and go backwards, that's one, what is that? That is one raviz. Four raviz makes a loaf. 10.8 times four is 43.2. And then four, you multiply that again, four logim, 43.2 times four is 172.8. And I'll multiply that by 1.8 kavim, and you get 311.04. Okay, very simple math. All right.
You want PricewaterhouseCoopers to verify that.
Okay. And that's v'chol, right? And what's a thumbnail? V'chol, thumb width. V'chol etzlin etzpes heim rochav, the width of godel shel, of the thumb of your thing, the thumb width. So you, that's how you would get it. You take, now that's when you're multiplying it going backwards. But now we can go the other. Nimtzad lomei comes out. So what is the actual, you know, give me, you told me how you get 1.8 kavim is this number. But tell me, what would I see? So he says, we can just go the other way now. Nimtzad lomei comes out, you learn, shahamida, the measurement, sheyesh ba. So what are you going to have? It's going to be eser abaros, 10 thumbs. Al eser abos, by 10 thumbs, berum, with a, what do you call it, a height of shalosh etzpaos, uchia etzpa bekeriv, by a width of, a height of 3 1/9 approximately, which is 3.11. So 10 times 10 times 3.111 is 3.11. This is approximately 311.04. Bekeruv, approximately, hu omer. Okay? So, now this already is a little bit something that you can figure out. Go take yourself 10 thumbnails, right? But what did we say it was again?
Yeah. 10 by 10 by...
Whatever. Yeah, by 3.0. So, and give you a better, you want a better measurement. Vechein, mida, sheyeshva, or similarly, if you want to make it a cubed number, do this. Take a measurement of thumbnails, Yeshba, Sheva Atzpaos, Pachos, Shte, Chie. It's seven fingernail thumbs minus 2/9, which would give you 6.777. Al Sheva Atzpaos, Pachos, Shte, Chie, Etzpa, by 6.77. Barum Sheva Atzpaos, Pachos, Shte, Chuba, Etzpa, by 6.777. 6.77 cubed, he made a sum which will be the exact same number. If you do it, it works out to 311.04. I figured out the math. So now, just to give you an idea of how much that weighs, so this is an easier thing. Let's go a cube. So 6.77. So you're going to have one. Let me start it right over
just
here. Watch. One, two, three, four, five, six, and almost seven. So it's like this amount this way, about this way, this way, and about this amount high.
Yeah.
So about that size of piece of that much flour.
No water.
That was, it's interesting because I know we could say a lot more, so yeah. I don't know why. Maybe that very thick flour. I don't know. But that's what he's saying. Now, he midas ha'omer. That's a midas ha'omer. Ushte amidas kecharim, and these measurements, they come out the same way. Okay, now.
1 to 5 grains have different density.
Well, that could be, but that's so you figure out the density. Pack it in.
You can mix it, like.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't mention that. V'chama mechila, how much is the volume of such a thing? Kamo arboim v'sholosh beim beinonim v'chomesh be'er. Of 43 1/5 average eggs. Again, one kav is 24 eggs. 1.8 times 24 is 43.2 eggs. So just take yourself 43.2 eggs and put them together, and that would be the volume.
It's a lot bigger than the volume.
It would. So that's, you know, go figure that out. But that's what he's telling me over here. I mean, I did, unless I have wrong shot in.
Well, I think the thumbs are bigger in those days.
And the eggs were smaller.
It's the thumb width,
the
right? The thumb width.
To make it worse.
I don't know. But anyway, and it gives you another, if you want another very relevant number, Vehem Mishkal, and the weight is Shisha Shmonim Sloim, 68 Sloim, Ushne Shlish Esel, plus 2/3 of a cell, that's 62 2/3 Slomim, of Kemach Chitim Shemitzrayim, of wheat, of the flour of wheat of Egypt. Shem Mishkal, which weighs Chamesh Meos Vesim Zuz, 520 Zuz, Mizuze Mitzrayim, Bismanazet. In today's contemporary, in the Rambam's days, Egyptian Zuzim is 520 Zuzim. Umida Shemechila Kamishwa Zet, Mikemach Achidim Zet, any wheat, the measurement that has this volume of wheat, but with that modim, Mechayimesh Vachal B'chamokim, in all places. Or if you want another way of figuring anything out, we know that an Omer is a tenth of an Eifa. We know that, right? An omer is a tenth of an epha. An epha is 3 saw. 1 saw is 6 kavim. 1 kav is 4 log. And 1 log is approximately 6 eggs. So that's the same number. So 1 full epha would be 432 eggs. A tenth of that is 43.2. So, you're not going to remember any of this. Just 43.2 eggs is about the only number you can remember. Or 311.0 cubic thumb widths. So since you're all going to remember this so well, so let's just show you from, I just picked a random safer that was handy. Okay, how are we going to do it now? After mentioning this, it says, for regular wheat flour, the custom separate challah without a bracha, if one uses 1.2 kilos of flour, 2 pounds, 10 ounces without a bracha. One should weigh the flour and not use cups for measuring, according to this safer. This is due to variations in the sizes of cups and the flour's moisture content and a doubt about how tightly packed the flour should be. Accurate measurements have revealed that a standard American 8-ounce cup can hold anything between 4.2 and 5.3 ounces of white flour. Therefore, 1.2 kilos of flour will fill between 8 and 10 cups, a range that is totally impractical for halachic purposes, unless you're going on the high side, 10 cups. Okay, if a woman wishes to follow a recipe requiring cup measurements of flour, she should weigh the flour after the quantity has been prepared. She does not possess kitchen scales. She should check the weight given in the packet of flour and calculate the amount she uses based upon the figure. A woman who insists on using cups to measure the flour should separate challah without a bracha when using 8 cups. Okay, for your sake, Paul, a standard British cup holds 20% more than an American cup.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we talking American or Canadian?
We're talking about American. When we said 8, we said American. Although a small amount of flour may be lost when sifting, there's practically no difference in the weight. However, the volume of flour increases considerably through sifting, thereby creating a problem measuring with cups. How much flour is required to recite a bracha? It's a machlokas. According to Rav Chaim Noah, Minig Yerushalayim, the amount is 1.67 kilos, 3 pounds, 10 ounces. In a Chazanish, who's always strict, the amount is 2.25 kilos, 5 pounds. That's a whole bag of flour. That's easy. Like the Chazanish, just do a whole bag of flour. You always know you make a bracha.
How many kilos did he say?
2.25 Chazanish, 5 pounds.
3 pounds.
Now, how many cups is this? Well, a woman who's insists on using cups to measure the flour should recite a bracha when using 14 cups, according to the lenient opinion of Chaim Noah, and 19 cups, according to the Chazanish's opinion. Well, I don't know if you want to go. This is regular flour, white flour, not whole wheat flour.
Sifted.
Whole wheat flour, the numbers go down a little bit. There are two, and you'll see in a minute, it's going to be in Ogea, the halachas, and the Rambam is going to mention this. You'll see in a minute. You can go nuts on this. There are two basic types of whole wheat flour. In one type, the bran is not removed during the sifting, but in the other type, some of the bran is removed and subsequently mixed into the flour again. Remember that. We're going to do the Rambam in a couple of halachas. It's going to show a difference in that. With the first type, the bran is included in the required amount of flour because you haven't sifted it out. Since bran is lighter than flour, this caused a reduction in the overall weight by approximately 3.5%. With the second type, the natch return bran is not included in the required amount, and much larger weight is the flour therefore required. So they say, sift it, and then put it right back in when they sell it to you. And you'll see in the Rambam there's a difference. The approximate amounts for the first type, okay, with the first type where it's kept together, without a bracha, would be 1.16 kilos, 2 pounds, 8 ounces. It's a little less than before. Yeah. With a bracha, ranging from 3 pounds, 8 ounces, just a touch lighter, 4 pounds, 13 ounces, the more strict opinion. So that's the whole wheat. The amounts for barley spelt oats, accurate measurements of these flours have revealed that they are all lighter than wheat flour by approximately 15 to 20%. It's therefore suggested to separate challah from the following amounts. Again, the weight would be the same amount of weight, just cups would be more. Right? Again, it's the same numbers, 1 kilo with a bracha, 2 pounds, 2 ounces. Without a bracha, you need one kilo, 2 pounds, 2 ounces, with a bracha ranging from 3 pounds, 2 ounces to 4 pounds, 3 ounces.
It's safe if you just go by weight.
Even
less weight would spell.
Yeah, these need
need less weight?
Yeah, well, 2 pounds, 2 ounces opposed to 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
Okay. So but if you go by the Chazon Ish...
Well, most people don't. He's very strict.
But it gives a leniency.
No, you have to do more.
If somebody forgot to say the bracha, right?
Yeah, well, you have to separate also, though.
You have to separate starting at 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
So you pick an opinion, and you just stick with it, and that's all. Most ladies don't weigh it. It's too much of a punch.
So what do they do?
And they do the cups. They do the cups on the strict way. But you want to make sure the 14 cups would be the smallest amount to make a bracha. And then I guess with
19 cups
and that's with white flour. And I guess the other ones would be a little
or it's lighter.
Yes. So a little bit more.
So like
that's a lot. 14 cups, you're making a lot of challahs.
That's 14 cups.
That's with a bracha. Without a bracha, we said 8. Look, without a bracha, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because what's the worst that happens? Even if you're under, so you burnt a little challah. You're not making a bracha anyway, so what's the problem? But we already said that was what? 1.2 kilos is without a bracha. So that we said...
3 pounds, you said 3 pounds, 10
ounces. No, I'm saying without a bracha.
Oh, yeah.
So 8...
2 pounds, 10 ounces.
So it'll be between 8 and 10 cups. So if you're not making a bracha, again, it doesn't really matter. You're not making a bracha. So even if you separate it, there's no bracha levatola, and you're burning it anyway, so it's not a problem. So I would say if you're using 8 cups already, you could separate without a bracha, because even if it's too low, 10 for sure you would, but even if 8's too low, what did you do wrong?
So you just wasted food.
Okay, just a little bit, but it still reminds you of the mitzvah, right? So basically, for all intents and purposes, 8 cups would be the minimum without a bracha, 14 would be the minimum with a bracha.
What Gail does her group?
I don't mess around what she does. I don't know what she does. I'm sure she took a good, she asked Rabbi Lowy, whatever he said.
They're making a lot of challah in that group, so that's...
But everybody, she makes one for the whole... I think. I don't keep track sometimes.
And then they just say, I made her group.
Yeah, she makes a bigger one and they make a smaller ones, whatever. I think that's what they do. Okay, anyway, so now you have enough to confuse yourself. Just remember 8 and 14, that's probably the easiest way to do that. But then with whole wheat, you said it's a little more.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more. Not a lot. Maybe a half a cup more. I mean, it's not that much more.
Mix it together, it's some combination between the two.
Yes. So I guess you'd always go with the stricter one. Go with the whole wheat amount.
She's
and we said spelt is even lighter, right? So it might mean another whole cup. Right. Well, no, it's also on candle lighting. Okay. Anyway, let's continue after we have that excitement. Tessain. Now, Rambam already referred to this point, but now this is the actual halacha. A person should not intentionally make smaller quantities of this challah, even though you're going to make a lot. You have enough flour that you're chayef, but all you do is I'm going to take 7 cups of flour, and I'm going to make a dough, and then another 7 cups of flour. And now I didn't have to give in. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Because why do you want to do it? To excuse yourself from that. Right? Now, that's point A. Next point. What if amafrish challah me'isa shehi p'chusa mekashir? What if you separated challah from a flour, dough, that was less than the amount? Well, lo'asa klum. You haven't done anything. Right. Now, what's the difference? Difference is, what if you're going to add some more flour and make a little bigger dough? Now, that second number, if it hits the amount, then it'll be chayiv. If the lower amount would have been something, then if you add, you'd have to have a whole completely extra amount to separate. In other words, let's say the guy took 7 cups, and you separate chalam that. We say that's like he did nothing. Yeah. So now when you add another 7 cups,
oh boy,
you're chayiv now on chalam, because 7 and 7 is 14. As opposed to, if we would have said, if it even did less, the chalam is a chalam, and the first 7 are exempt, so I put another 7, I don't have enough. Mm-hmm. That's what we're saying. It's like you did nothing, and if you add anything afterwards, then it combines it to it.
Yeah, but if you said the bracha, then it's an issue, right?
Well, it'd be a bracha of atola, but we're just saying you've done. If you don't have the amount, it's like you've done nothing. Ve harehi chulin, and whatever you separate is mundane. It's not holy. Keshrei is like it was before it. Now, what if interesting? Now, osa isa, you made a dough chusam kasher less than the amount. Ve afon, you baked it. You didn't separate anything, but v'nasa pas basal. You put that bread in a basket. Okay, so far, no problem. But then, v'chazer ova basal. They baked another bread, less than the shear. Baked it up, v'nasa basal. Put it in the same basket. Now, you could do it a few more times, whatever. Im niskabes basal shechal. If now in the basket, by the time you've got enough there, you have now accumulated the shear. Okay, just hang on over here. Now, as opposed to before, we said if you just make one challah that's smaller and you put it over there and you make another one and one's over here.
No, they're only one.
Okay,
basket.
But here you're putting all your eggs, all your challahs
in basket.
One basket.
Yeah.
Okay. So now hasal mitzvah challah, the basket combines them all, and even though it's not a dough anymore, but all the bread combines umafrish challah mepas, and I'd have to separate some challah from one of those breads. Shenemar, because it says, you eat from the bread of the earth. You can even separate mina ofri from that was baked. So now it's either when it's in the dough stage. When it's in the dough stage, obviously all the dough is together. Okay? If you're making a small dough and a small challah and leaving it over there, well, that you don't have a shear. You make one point over here, you don't have a shear. If you take 3 or 4 challahs, if you made it, now you put them all together, and together they make a shear, then you're chayav.
Is a fridge shelf a basket?
Whatever is a receptacle. A receptacle. A receptacle. Now, what about,
if you do
like this? Well, you have a dough here, and a dough there, okay? Now, you take each dough, and you got a big oven, and you put a piece of dough like that in the oven.
The same oven.
And you're going to bake the 3 challahs together, but they've not been combined.
Separate.
It just doesn't matter. He says, Ve'ena tanur mitzorf mechal, but a stove, an oven does not combine them. That would not be a combination. Now, there's further permutations of this law. Yud Zayin. Now, let's say, so far we know, if they're separate totally, they have nothing to do with each other. You put them in one basket, they have everything to do with each other. Now, let's find something a little bit in between. Not exactly in a basket, but not exactly separated. Or let's say when you were baking them separately in the oven. We said they were not connected. But now, let's say the following. Hayaki karos, what if the little breads that you got over there, that each one does not have a mouth. No shchoso bazu. We're biting each other.
No.
What does it mean we're biting each other? It's just a term. It means like that. They are together, that if you would, they're touching each other. It's because if, and if you would move them, a little bit of stringy bread would come off of one onto the other. So let's say you baked two challahs separately, which would not be combined, but they expand and they now bite each other. So now if they bite each other, and by separating a little bit will come off of it, then what do we say? And between the challahs, you've got now a shear, even though they're not in a basket. Obviously, this halacha only makes sense in an oven, because that's when it can happen. You know, you just take
these
one challah,
and
you put another one, you baked one challah, bake another one, just put it there. You know, they'd have to be pretty hot, and then maybe put them together, maybe it pulls apart. Okay? But off of ma'at, ma'at. Okay, what if you baked a little bit at a time? 1 second, less than the shear. The kavas hakol aluch, and you put it all on a flat board. Shein l'tochel has no receptacle. Now, harei safek, that's a safek. We had totally not connected in a receptacle. Now on a flat board, that's like in between one and the other. It's a safek, and therefore what do with all safek? Vim challah shel divreihem hi, when it's a case of the challah is rabbinic challah, then ain't chayav l'hafrish. You don't have to separate. At shistarif also klisha shetoch, unless you put them into a utensil that has an inert a depth. And nowadays challah is always rabbinic, so therefore we'd be lenient. So therefore, if you've baked challahs independently, if you put them in a basket or any type of receptacle, if there's enough of the shear, you'd have to separate. If you bake them separately in the oven and they're kissing each other, biting each other, and then you separate it. If there's enough of shear, then you would separate it. Okay, let's go on. Yurchetz. All righty. Here, now I just want to do this one because so now you're going to appreciate what we said in the English over here before. Yeah?
Would they combine, if there was enough of them combined to say bracha too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the scenario? Let's say if you had enough flour to separate, and then you separated, and now you added more flour.
Well,
you have to separate again because your separate is valid.
Well, that's already finished. What you took out is holy.
Right. Starts
the rest has been redeemed.
Right.
It's like a zero.
So you're going to add lots more. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well,
now, how about if you separated without the bracha, and now you need a bracha? Would you just, after you separated?
No, you're already separated.
Okay,
you're still already separated,
okay,
I imagine.
Okay.
It's not going to be, you're not going to add that much.
No,
it's going to make a difference. Now, kemach shalo riktu. Wheat flour that has not been sifted. That's your whole wheat, right? Ella losho besubin. You kneaded it with the bran, the chaff, whatever. It's there. So ho v'yesh b'chol ha-kemach omer. If, again, that is measured in the bread. So if it has an omer, even though there's bran there, but that's part of your challah, then chayav b'challah. You're chayav b'challah. So even though the bran makes it that there's not as quality, whatever. But here's the difference, and that's why that meant over here. Avol im not lamer. So what if you separated the bran? You took it out, right? Mina kemach from the flour. But then, before you did anything else, v'chazer v'hishlim shir ha'isa b'morsan. Now you go and put back an amount into the dough of this bran. Shechzul kemach. You put it back into the flour. You see what I'm saying? Once you separated it, that's like junk. So that ain't flour anymore.
Right.
Now you put the junk back into the flour. That's not included in the flour anymore. And that's exactly what was the case. Remember it said when it's sifted out and then put it, it depends how they make the whole wheat.
While it's still in there, it's part of the flour.
While it's there, it's regular flour. But if they sifted it, took it out, and then put it back in,
so you're adding
that amount in is not included in the measurements. Ain't a chai v'chal, it's not. Because once the bran is separated, it's no longer considered flour, even though you've added it back to the flour.
Does that flour include calcium? Do they add?
I have no idea. I'm so not intelligent in these areas. Okay, let's give it a stop here. We did good today. All right, we're going to move, keeping on machal another couple paragraphs.